This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Everybody, welcome to IGN GameScoop. Gaiden, I am your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week for this side story are Sam Claiborne,
Ninja Scoop,
Justin Davis,
Scoop,
and Nick Lamone.
Howdy.
And as mentioned, this is Gaiden. This is a little bonus episode, a little side quest, a little extra scoop to send you off into the holidays before we all take a holiday break. And the point of this episode is to launch into early access the sequel to Video Game 20 Questions. Video Game 20 Questions 2 is launching into early access today, right now, and you're all about to bear witness.
Oh no.
But first, Justin, I hear there's some new enticing rewards up available from IGN Rewards.
Yeah, there are. You can go to IGN.com/rewards and don't skip ahead in the episode. There's two things that you want to know. One, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. There's no catch. We kind of had, and Sam knows this actually very well because he ran it for many, many years, but like to do contests or giveaways or offers or anything like that used to be kind of a pain. There wasn't a very easy way for us to administer and do that stuff on IGN. Yes. So that was a project that we worked on for most of this year, was to sort of centralize all that in one spot, IGN.com/rewards. So sign up for an IGN account, and then any giveaway, any contest, any freebie that we're running, any of that, it's all just there. You don't need to put in your email. You don't need to do anything, because if you just hit the enter button, then we already know all that based off your IGN account. So we're pretty happy with that. A couple things that we're giving away right now are actually a really dope Callisto Protocol sweepstakes with like some crazy high-end gaming PC. We're giving away a bunch of Halo toys and collectibles. I don't know. Was there anything else I was supposed to make mention of, Damon?
No, I think those are the big ones. There's also, you also get like big discounts. There's 15% off My Arcade titles, and you can get a $10 off a GameScoop T-shirt in the IGN store.
That's right. How did I forget to mention that? That's actually a pretty legit deal. Not that the other ones are not legit, but like $10 off any GameScoop tee knocks those tees down to $15, and they will never be cheaper than that. So
yeah, that sounds great.
You can't afford not to buy them.
You can't afford not to do it.
Anyway, you can check all that stuff out. IGN.com/rewards. Now, before we get into Video Game 20 Questions 2, I believe this is the first time we have four people here on the panel who have all beaten God of War Ragnarok. Is that correct?
Ooh.
Is this the spoiler cast?
We can briefly...
Finally do it?
Yes, this is the official IGN spoiler cast for God of War Ragnarok. Stealth into a bonus episode of GameScoop. Briefly, I don't want to spend too long on this, but I think we haven't talked about the ending of God of War Ragnarok on this show yet. So for all of our viewers, listeners who haven't beaten it yet, you can skip forward 4 or 5 minutes. But for everyone who has, let's see. We all liked the game a whole lot. Did we all like the ending? Maybe like Sam, maybe we'll start with you. How do you think about how God of War Ragnarok wrapped up?
Let me just think about what the ending sequence was. So it was the you warp into space, and then you find a guy who you stab his wife's heart with his own sword, and then from space you go back to Valhalla or what's it called? What's
Odin's
domain? Asgard. Yeah, and then there's like kind of like a sequence. Is that what we're calling the ending? Like that kind of arc?
Yeah, well, up to where the credits roll. And I know there's like more stuff to do after the credits. But like the main story wraps up there. You defeat Odin, right? Uh-huh. And then go back home, and Atreus is going off to find the rest of the giants, and Kratos sees a mural of a possible future for him, or he's actually
a beloved and then there's the mural.
Revered god. Right?
Yeah, so that didn't come across to me at all what was going on there. I was like, what is he looking at? Is it like a picture of him in Egypt or something? Like, I could not tell what that was trying to convey. So that was a little bit, I think, maybe not as craftily thought out as a lot of the rest of the game. But I looked up our article on explaining the ending after that, and that's where I read about how he's beloved. I thought that was cool. You know, I like the theme of breaking with fate and how that all went down. That's always very confusing in things when fate is challenged, or like, you know, time travel things, or like you can't change anything, and then it turns out that you can. It's an interesting way to tell a story. But yeah, I don't know. The last bosses and everything weren't that fun though. They're just meh. And of course they're really easy because they just reset your life anytime you fail about halfway through the fight, then 3/4 of the way through the fight. And you know, I like hard bosses and sometimes they can be annoying, but like there wasn't a whole lot of challenge. And then the thing that really threw me off though is that the ending sequence where you wake up as Atreus and you walk through and meet every character in the game in a cave and then come out the top, it seems the whole time like it's a dream sequence. He keeps on saying like, oh, my head just hurts so bad. Oh, and then like you meet this person. It's just like, it seems like all totally, totally fake. And I was really hoping for like, what's the reveal of this? What's going to happen? But no, it just turned out it was kind of a poorly composed credit scene. So I give better endings to Death Stranding, which had 4 of them.
Cool. Okay, so Sam, maybe not the biggest fan of the ending of God of War Ragnarok. Nick, what did you think?
I'm kind of in the same boat. I wasn't a huge fan of that ending just because I think that sequence, the assault against Asgard, I think in theory the game sets it up all game long that it's going to be this epic clash against like insurmountable odds. But then when you're doing it, literally everybody else is doing cooler stuff than Kratos and Atreus. They're totally all off.
I want to
fighting.
Be Thor in that scene.
Exactly. Like, they're all doing way cooler stuff, like the World Serpent and Thor battling, and just like, wow, I wish I was over there doing that thing. Instead, I'm fighting like 40 of the same dudes I've been killing already for the entirety of the game. So like that, you know, that's fine. I mean, it was okay. And then the ending against like Odin, I thought he'd be more of a compelling villain. He was just a little bit like, I don't know. He felt like
I wish he turned into what Dracula like turns into in Castlevania, where it's like all of a sudden he's like the big mutated version of him.
Some giant dude. He just felt like a weird corporate dude. I don't know what was going on with him. But the actual like the QTE sequence where you actually like kill Odin was really cool, and that was like very satisfying to see. But yeah, same thing with like when you're playing Atreus in that cave wandering around. I'm like, this just feels like something that'd be in an end of a Marvel movie where everyone's just like, ah, this person, you're back, right? You're alive? Great. Cool. Moving on to the next one. Just like, oh, this. I feel like a game that set up so many emotional stakes really didn't pay off. And I really just did not care about Atreus leaving Kratos. Like, I was like, okay, that's fine. Go for it.
Oh, my goodness. You two are so negative. I thought it was great.
I like the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the game too.
Justin was a little more positive about it.
I actually think it's a braver decision to leave Kratos alive. And I actually think that that subverts expectations. Like, I feel like they were clearly like lampshading. Like, he looks old in this game and like gets winded in this game. It's like Kratos is getting old. Like, this is it. He's like
heavy breathing, labored breathing the whole time. Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is going to be
they're going to do a Red Dead Redemption 2 for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I thought was happening. So then the fact that that didn't happen and it actually, like, you know, the character growth, like Kratos is irredeemable in the first three games. He kills his whole family. He kills an entire pantheon of gods. Like, he's a villain in God of War 1-3, straight up, right? Like, and the fact that, you know, Ragnarok and God of War 2018, you know, don't really shy away from that, but like, you know, Kratos feels genuine remorse for that, and like, now he has a chance. Like, he has a chance to be like a good and benevolent god, and he's going to spend the rest of eternity sort of wandering around these nine realms trying to do right by people. Like, I thought that was really interesting and compelling. I don't really like, you know, I actually agree with the two of you about the ending boss fight in those sequences, but I just, like, you know, I don't know. That's like AAA video game itis. That's just like the way they are, right? Like, that's, you know, they're all gonna wrap up in some
except
big
for Red Dead 2.
Okay, that's true. But like, you know, any ending sequence in a game is gonna be really flashy, but, you know, but then on a gameplay level, like, not be quite as satisfying. So it's like, I don't like, that doesn't bother me. I don't know. I thought it was great.
The tier twist was good. I thought that was good.
Yeah, and then there's even like, oh, there's all this post game stuff with that too, where you can go find, well, I don't know, really, I mean, maybe cool. I really love, like, I don't know that this has the best post game ever, but it's up there. Like, I like a game that, like, most games, 95% of games just end and then it's like, well, okay, thank you for playing our game, goodbye. But I like the game that gives you an opportunity to sort of like live in that ending state and like go back around and like talk to people again and like find out like a big long extended epilogue, or like in the case of Red Dead, had multiple epilogues. Like, it's just the best. And I think God of War, again, I don't think it's like the best game to ever do it, but it's definitely up there.
I'm happy that Kratos survived, and I like your take on it. Like, I like the idea of like how it was maybe subverting our expectations of like him, you know, dying, especially because of the fate scenes. But then I think that the kind of context clues you're all talking about too, but I will like add that I also think it's a little bit of fear, because I don't think there's any character in these games that can star in a God of War game, of which Sony will make probably 100 more in the next, you know, half of a millennia. And so like, they got to keep Kratos alive, right? Like, Atreus, like by the end of that game, you're like, oh, I can't wait to play a game as Atreus and see him as the new God of Mischief, which, by the way, they don't even touch who Loki is traditionally. Mm-hmm. And that really bugs me. Like, it just bugs me. Like, look at, like, if there's some creativity to be had about like what these traits of all these gods are, like, why do they just completely ignore Loki? I don't understand that. But yeah, they can't kill Kratos because Kratos is going to star in all the other games. And I think that's weird. He's also immortal, so I wasn't too worried for him this entire time.
But they'll bring him back in like a decade. It's like punished Kratos, and then like if we think he's old now, he's gonna be really old in the next one, and then like
Cranky Kong?
That can be like, I feel like people are like on the cusp of being ready to like let go of Kratos now, and so then like whenever they do like another trilogy in another decade or whatever, like, you know, then we'll be ready.
Yeah,
they'll bring back Atreus as Kratreus, and then he'll be bald and have the whole like white.
I'm just looking forward to Kratos in a little rocking chair with a little staff, just clowning on people the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, I really liked who was the absolute bastard son of a bitch.
Heimdall.
At least, yeah, that's Heimdall. Yeah, I liked his character.
Oh yeah,
the fight with him was pretty good. Pretty good.
He has a great like, cat lion thing. I like his animal. Yeah. You kill it, of course.
Oh, 100%. It's got to go. I just even if you don't know that much about Norse mythology, like if you've seen the Marvel movies, like you know that Loki is the adopted son of of Odin, and that his actual parent is a frost giant, and then it's like, so it's like, the game tells that story, and yet somehow you're still so. like you're still surprised by it somehow, even though it goes exactly where you think it's going to go. It's still somehow surprising and compelling and keeps you on the edge of your seat. So I don't know. I was really impressed.
The thing I was a little bit confused about was the snake that Atreus just puts a soul into.
Oh yeah.
Amon and I were making fun of this.
It comes back during the battle. Is that it?
Even well, it's in- like, that's the same snake. There's timey-wimey stuff. There's like,
yeah,
there's, that's, he gave birth to, what is it, Jormungandr? I don't remember how to pronounce his name, but the world, yeah, the world serpent. That's the same world serpent from God of War 1, but then it's like a time loop. Then it basically goes back in time and grows all huge, and then it's the same one you meet in the two games. It's a loop.
Yeah,
okay. It doesn't make any sense.
That was a little confusing to me. Okay. Anyway, God of War Ragnarok. The best movie I saw this year. Because you weren't on the last episode, Nick. What's your game of the year?
Game of the year, Elden Ring. I'm a basic boy. It's Elden Ring. A close second, though, for me is Neon White. I think that game is incredibly fun.
I need to play that still. Yeah. Elden Ring is also my game of the year. And Sam, you mentioned you like hard boss fights. I recommend.
Yes. Although I also mentioned in the previous episode that I just love the concept of cheesing boss fights, and you were just talking about doing that in a boss fight you're in right now in a different game, and I'm into that idea. So it's always fun.
Did you see? There's a woman. I wish I could shout out her name, but there's a woman on Twitch and YouTube, just a content creator that's playing Elden Ring twice in a row, once on a dance pad and once with a controller. And she's playing both instances of the game concurrently in real time.
Those videos are incredible. Jeez. They are incredible.
It's like, it's unbelievable.
This episode of Game Scoop is brought to you by NordVPN. As Scoop Nation knows, your Omega Cops have been a little obsessed with a movie called Weekend at Bernie's lately. But as happens too often these days, it is difficult to find it streaming here in the U.S. That's where NordVPN comes in. With NordVPN, you can switch your virtual location to a more enlightened region where they appreciate the comic delights of Weekend at Bernie's. And it's not just for streaming movies and shows. Switching your virtual location can allow you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, and subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price. And you can do all this worry-free as NordVPN threat protection features protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites. Best of all, NordVPN costs the price of a cup of coffee a month, and one account can be used on up to 6 devices. To get the best discount on your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/gamescoop. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/gamescoop. 1 in 5 Americans has learned a new language on their bucket list, or life backlog, if you will. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Upgrade your personal skill set in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Its tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and deliver with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I have a trip to Mexico coming up, so I've been using Babbel to brush up on my Spanish. The courses are short and sweet, so I can do one whenever I have a few minutes to spare. And the words and phrases it teaches you are designed for practical, real-world use, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions. Babbel can even provide you feedback on your pronunciation with its speech recognition tech. And it's not just for Spanish. Babbel includes 14 different language courses, each backed by a 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for Scoop Nation. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, only for our listeners, at babbel.com/gamescoop. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/gamescoop, spelled BABBEL.com/gamescoop. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, let's check in with the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Well, howdy. Listeners,
remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com, just like 0x in Dangerfield, Texas did. Not sure if that's a real name or a place, but I like it. Since I've been rewatching old episodes on YouTube and the end of episode 623's talk of making Video Game 20 Questions a roguelike made me wonder when it is going to get a sequel. So I have some suggestions for Video Game 20 Questions 2.
Uh-oh.
Damon has 5 games in mind. I'd call them rounds. And the Goose Camp gets to ask 15 questions. Those 15 questions are set as the first questions for each round. So they come up with 15 universally important questions, and Dame will answer them in order, leaving the gang with 5 unique questions to ask specific to that round. In other words, you start the game by having them pose 15 questions. Round one starts. You have a single game in mind, and I will answer those set 15 questions as it relates to the mystery game of round one. Then they get their remaining 5 questions to narrow it down. That all make sense?
None of that makes sense.
Not really.
Okay.
So wait, so we're going to ask, so there's 5 games, the first 15 questions are shared. So it's like, did this game come out in the 90s? Then that's for game 2, game 3, game 4, game 5.
Yes.
Oh, that's really hard.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that's like Mastermind or like Wordle.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you going to tell us 5 answers to each question?
What do you mean? No. What? That doesn't make sense.
I don't understand. So we're going to ask, did this game come out before 1990, but there's 5 games?
Yeah. So you're going to come up with 15 questions right now. And I'm going to mark them all down. And then we're going to use those 15 questions for each game. And then for each round,
you'll
repeat
them, so I don't have to memorize them and stuff like that. Like, we're going to go round by round. Okay.
I hate this already.
Well, let's see how it goes. Hold on. Let me open my doc here so I can start noting everything.
But the thing is that we change our questions. I mean, this will make it interesting maybe, but we change our questions based on your answers. I'm not going to keep on asking about all these decades.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's exactly my problem with this as well, is like, did it come out in the 90s? No. Like, yes.
Narrow it down as much.
I can already tell 20 questions 2 is going to be as beloved as Tetris 2.
Let's go. You may discuss amongst yourselves what you want your 15 questions.
I think we can start with just 2000 or later, right?
Agreed. Okay, but wait. We can be clever about this. Question 1 is, did this come out 2000 or later? Is there a way question 2?
Yes.
That we
I have
like,
the way. You ask if it came out on cartridge.
Well, but hold on. I'm trying to come up with a way to split the 80s and 90s and split 2000 and 2010 with one question. Did the game come out in the 1970s or 80s or 2000 to 2010?
But
that's all one question.
You can say, did this come out before 1990 or after 2010?
There you go. That's a more clever way of asking what I was asking, because then that splits question 1 is 90s and question 2 is 2000s, and then question 2 gives us either 80s or 90s and question you get it.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I think that's as good as we're going to get on that one.
Before 1990 or
after 2010.
After 2010.
That's such a cheat. Whatever. There's no cops. We can do whatever we want.
And these aren't locked yet. We can move these around.
We're not going to get era.
Was developed in Japan.
Mm-hmm, that's great.
The old standby
is. Yep. Is it a console exclusive?
Yep, that's 4 questions.
Is this available on the Nintendo Switch?
is it the first of its name?
Yeah, part of a. We like to ask licensed or
part of a series or first of part its name of or the equivalent question. Yeah, and license is fine. Totally fine to include that.
Well, how many are we at?
7. That's 7.
Okay.
There's no way this is going to work.
Did this company have an E3 press conference? Do you play as a human?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think a lot about, there was a commenter that pointed out, like, they wished we asked more questions about the game and not like the developer, the 100%. Era, but like that. But I just, and like, I tried to take that question to heart. Like, I like asking questions about the game systems and the characters and the genre, but like, I just find that harder to like zero in on a specific title.
How about, does it have multiplayer? Net.
Yeah, multiplayer is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's 10.
What about 2D or 3D? Is that helpful? I mean, it's helpful if it's modern. Yeah. Not if it's old.
Yeah,
just have 3D graphics.
I think that's good.
What if it? What about rewording that to like? Is it like a 2D side-scrolling perspective? I just feel like that would eliminate more games from the 80s and 90s.
I don't mind. I just want to know if it has polygons or not.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we want to ask if it's like European as opposed to like in Japan?
What if it's that fighting game that was made out of the characters with the orbs, the balls? Those weren't actually polygons, were they?
Vector
Man. Remember that? Yeah, Vector Man. What was he? Yeah, like Donkey Kong Country.
We have another common one that helps us. Here's some others. We don't have to use these, but is the developer still around? Is one.
You were right about European. Like, we did ask Japan versus Europe. I don't know how to, like, I don't know how to try to cheat that into one question.
We could do the genre ones. You could say, like, is this a platformer, action game, or shooter?
I forgot to mention, Zero X in Dangerfield, Texas had a suggested question. He said he would always ask, does this game connect to the internet?
I'll take it.
He says that would help narrow down things like online multiplayer and what year, but that's just a suggestion.
I'll take it.
That's kind of fun. What if we don't know? Like, I don't know, like, does Animal Crossing New Leaf on the 3DS connect to the internet?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's do two genre ones we could do. Is this a shooter, platformer, or action game? And then one that's like, is this a puzzle,
RPG,
or RPG?
Okay. Sports RPG?
Yeah.
I think we're over 15 questions.
That's all we need.
That's 15. Can you read them back to us?
Yeah, we'll read it. So let me know if you want to change this. Their first question is, did this come out year 2000 or later? And then it's, did this come out before 1990 or after 2010? You want to keep both of those?
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Okay. Was it developed in Japan? Is it a console exclusive? Is this available on the Nintendo Switch? Is this part of a series? Is it based on a license? Did this company have an E3 press conference? You said, did this company. Should it be publisher, probably?
Sure. You keep going.
I open a door. I hear a cat asking to go through a door.
Do you play as a human? Does it have multiplayer? Does it have 3D graphics? Is the developer still around? Does the game connect to the internet? Is this a shooter, platformer, or action game? And is this a puzzle, sports, or RPG?
Yes. Excellent.
Happy with all those?
I'm back.
Want to make any changes?
I didn't hear them, so I'm going to say it's great.
Five are specific. So at the end of those, we can say, is this for a Microsoft system?
Yep. So, but I also, whatever. This is a guide-in episode, so it's fine. Like, let's proceed. But I do have a concern. Should this work? And we don't need to play 20. We just need to play five questions from now on. Like, we will have hacked the system.
Well, I mean, a guy made a robot that solved 20 questions pretty accurately. So
I forgot about that.
This is why games are launched into early access.
I forgot about the 20 questions bot.
We got to play against Akinator.
Yeah,
the players will be our bug identifiers.
Okay.
Let's go.
Oh, round one. Round one comes from Connor Fiden in an undisclosed location.
Game just goes, yes, no, 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 yes, yes, no, no, yes.
Okay. Did this come out 2000 or later? No. Did this game come out before 1990 or after 2010? Yes.
I love it. 80s, so it's a 70s or 80s game.
Was it developed in Japan? Yes. Is it a console exclusive? Yes. And feel free to take notes on this.
I'm not prepared to do that.
No.
Is this available on the Nintendo Switch?
Thank you.
No. No. Is this part of a series? No. Is it based on a license? Yes.
Nice.
It's DuckTales.
Did this publisher have an E3 press conference? Once upon a time, yes. Do you play as a human? No.
You play as a duck?
Definitely not. Does it have multiplayer? No. Does it have 3D graphics? No. Is the developer still around? Yes. Does this game connect to the internet? No. Is this a shooter, platformer, or action game?
Is this a puzzle, sports, or RPG? I'd say this game has one foot in both of those questions.
Oh, no.
And there we have it.
Okay, so what do we know? We know it's a 70s or 80s game that was a platform exclusive that's based on a license. Did we ask if it was part of a series? Or did we only ask license?
It is not part of a series.
Not part of a series, but it is licensed. The company had an E3 press conference once upon a time. And that, and then it's kind of, it's the multi-genre game. And you don't play as a human.
Right.
Now we get, cool, now we get, cool
spot. I have five questions.
Seven up game.
I was thinking cool spot, but.
Yeah, except it's not a 90s game. It's 70s or 80s.
No, there's a board game spot, a puzzle game.
Ah.
Yeah. But it's part of a, that would be part of a series because there's multiple ones.
So what about Yo-Noid?
Yeah, it could be. That would be an obvious platformer, and so would DuckTales. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah, I have a problem
with it. It's either an RPG element that's in there or a puzzle element, which is really weird, or racing. Was that the other one?
I mean, yeah. We have five questions.
Wait, was that the other one? Is that it could have been also a racing game?
What about like Clue Land? I guess that's not based off a license.
Okay. How about we just get, is if it's a Capcom game?
Why do you think it's a Capcom game? They didn't have, wait, hold on. They didn't ever have E3 press conferences, did they?
I think they might have.
What, but like, why Capcom? Like, why don't we think it's a Nintendo game? I guess they didn't do that much license stuff. What if it's Popeye?
I just think Capcom did so much licensing. Well, Popeye would be an obvious platformer, I would think.
I mean, it's kind of an arcade game. I guess you're right. Yeah, I agree. I don't know. That's fine. You can ask. That's you can go for it.
Well, we could also just ask if it's on the NES as a console exclusive on the NES.
Yeah, let's do that.
Is this an NES game?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Four questions left. Three questions and a guess. NES
game.
So, I don't know, like Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, so that one's kind of a platformer and an RPG, right?
Well, yeah, the multi-genre thing trips me up. I guess maybe someone might call that an action game, more so than a platformer.
Yeah.
Damon did say, I do want to just note, if we're trying to pay attention to Damonisms, when we asked if you play as a human, he said, definitely not.
What if we just ask if you play as a mammal, and then if you don't, you're probably a turtle? Because that accounts for Mickey Mouse and doesn't account for
or an alien. But what if you're an alien, but as near as we can tell, the alien gives birth to live young?
Okay, have to have mammary glands too.
Gross.
Do you play as a mammal in this?
Yes.
So that's weird.
No, so it's not DuckTales, nor is it Ninja Turtles.
No.
Well, it could
be Bucky O'Hare.
But now I'm tripping up about Ninja Turtles. Like, my gut was like, oh, they're turtles, right? So obviously not mammals, but they're mutants.
Mm-hmm. I think Damon can tell us that a turtle in mutant form is a mammal or not.
Yeah. They were never like men, right? They were literally just regular turtles that were turned into. Turtles,
yeah. Unlike, as I recently discovered, Splinter is a.
Splinter was a man turned into a rat. So, like, why? How can they talk? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay. You're a mammal in this game. It's a licensed game.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should be able to get this on the NES.
Mickey Mouse? Something?
Well. Yeah, all the good ones are on the Tailspin. SNES and Genesis, right?
Lion King.
Are any mermaid. Of those on the NES?
That's a confusing mammal question.
The mermaid?
Yeah. That's confusing. Specifically confusing for the reasons we've already outlined.
Yeah. I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. It would help if it was a Capcom game for me, because that's all the Disney. Or Disney. We could just ask if it's Disney based on a Disney license.
How many questions do we have left?
Or were there toys for this game?
Two questions and a guess. We also need to know, like, the company had an E3 press conference, so there's not that many.
Yeah. Konami, Capcom probably had them at some point. But
yeah.
If you're going, it is a Japanese game, right?
Yes. You gotta go. We need to go into your NES Mind Palace, Sam. It's in there somewhere.
I know. I think this is a good one. I mean, like, you play as an animal in this game. Like, how many licensed animal games are there? Like, this is just 80s. Think of 80s TV.
What about McKids?
Yes, exactly. You play. Wait, but they said we don't play as a human.
Yeah, they were human children. Never mind. I was so excited for a second.
We got to make some progress here, though.
Yeah, I said you don't play as a human. I never said you play as an animal, though.
But you play as a mammal.
As a mammal.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Maybe you are a weird alien. Maybe you're like a stuffed animal.
I have no idea what's happening anymore.
Yeah, what?
I have no idea. This is just horrible. Horrible.
Maybe Q-Bert's a mammal.
and we also know it's not an arcade game because we know it's a console exclusive, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where to go. I think Capcom would eliminate or Disney would eliminate a ton of stuff.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's do it.
Is this based on is this a Capcom game?
Yes.
Okay. So we have Little Nemo, the Dream Master, for example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. DuckTales, Tailspin, Little Mermaid, Lion King are all NES games. Jungle Book as well.
I didn't know any of those were on the NES. I only know the 16-bit.
Some of those
versions
aren't Capcom. Sorry, I just veered. DuckTales 2.
Capcom.
There's Mickey, like Mickey's Mousecapade, terrible game.
That's a Capcom game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all the God.
Is until they became like Virgin. All right. I don't know where to go. Just think of it. This is a game we all know.
Oh, I don't know either.
Right? It could still be Yonoid. Except for the platform part, which is confusing. There is a puzzle part of that game, but
Damon gave us that weird hint where, like, you don't play. And I never said you play as an animal. It's like, what does that mean?
You play as we could just ask
like
a Disney franchise.
Gargoyles.
Mm-hmm. That's a Capcom game. I don't know if Gargoyles is. What am I thinking of? Gargoyles Quest. I don't know. We probably got
to
move along.
Do you want to go the Disney route?
Yeah, is this based on a Disney franchise?
It's a Disney franchise today. Well, probably not back then at the time. And there you go. There you go. You're down to your guess.
All right.
And I've given you some substantial hints.
I mean, was it like Chippendales? Chippendale Rescue Rangers?
Listen,
Tailspin?
I think it's Willow.
That's actually a pretty good point. That's a great point.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be it.
Is this game Willow for the NES?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done, Sam.
The system works.
The system works.
1989 NES action RPG. So is this a shooter, platform, or action game? And is this a puzzle, sports, or RPG?
All right, now we're warmed up. We got the next one easy.
Yeah. And you play as Willow. Not a human, but not an animal. A mammal.
Yeah.
I think that's
accurate. Neither. Yeah, I agree.
There it is.
Look at this game.
Wow.
look how hard the wind is blowing here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very windy.
It looks like Zelda.
Yeah, it looks incredible, though. I just kind of like it.
Forget this getting coverage in Nintendo Power, and I think I rented it.
Mm. Good. I don't know what was going on.
All right, then that's
back there.
That leads us to round two and video game 20 questions. Part two is roguelike, so we reset the table. And you start back at the beginning, but you have your 15 questions ready to go. So,
I think, hold on. Sorry, just if this is in true roguelike fashion, I feel like we should get some bonus for getting game one right. Like we should come back stronger. But it's fine. We'll figure that out next time.
Okay. Yeah. We're still workshopping this. In early access. Round two suggestion comes from Mikhail Lowe in an undisclosed location. Here are the 15 answers. Did this come out the year 2000 or later? Yes. Did this game come out before 1990 or after 2010? Yes.
Okay.
Did or was it developed in Japan? Yes. Is it a console exclusive? Yes. Is this available on the Nintendo Switch? Yes.
Ooh.
Is this part of a series? Yes. Is it based on a license? No. Did this publisher have an E3 press conference? Yes. Do you play as a human? Let's put a pin in that one. Does it have multiplayer? Yes. Does it have 3D graphics? Yes. Is the developer still around? Yes. Does this game connect to the internet? I don't know. So you're going to have some extra questions here. Is this a shooter, platformer, or action game? No. Is this a puzzle, sports, or RPG? Yes. So I don't know about the internet part. Do you play as a human?
Man,
that's tough. Let's just give you two extra questions. So you'll have 7 questions now.
So I thought for sure it was Splatoon there for a sec, but then that obviously connects to the internet. So not that. So hold on. So, okay. Came out in 2010 or later. It's on the Nintendo Switch. It was a platform exclusive.
That's
what was the genres? It was yes to sports, RPG.
Sports or RPG.
And yes to multi. This is what trips me up. A definitive yes to multiplayer. Not sure if it connects to the internet.
I think it's.
It would be helpful to me to know if it was developed or published by Nintendo. We know it's on the Switch.
I think it is, and I think it's ARMS.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't really know. But yeah, is this published by Nintendo?
Yes.
Do you got big, stretchy arms in this game?
Yeah, and I wouldn't know if it was an online game.
No, it's not ARMS.
Okay, so
what did you say? Okay,
maybe Splatoon. If Damon's not sure if that is online multiplayer or not. Oh yeah, you're right.
It's not a shooter.
Oh yeah, RPG, sports, puzzle.
I think they're Miis. Maybe it could be.
Yeah, it could be the new Wii Sports.
Yeah,
it could be the new Wii Sports. Could be.
We just ask if it's a sport game.
Yeah.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Is this the sports game?
Yes.
What's it? What's that game called? Nintendo Sports? It's not called Wii Sports anymore. Switch it's Nintendo Wii Switch Sports. Sports?
Isn't it?
Yeah, Wii Sports. No, that was Wii Sports Resort. The Nintendo Sports Resort. What's the new one called? Nobody knows.
I think, isn't it still called Wii Sports?
No, because it's not the Wii anymore. Everyone just called it that. I think that's what it is. I don't know how to narrow it down. That game had golf as DLC, right?
Yeah.
There was just no golf in it, and then there was DLC, and they added golf. Did I make that up?
No, that just happened.
I think it was an update, but yeah.
Yeah.
Does everybody play as Miis in this game?
Yes.
Is that Nintendo Switch Sports game? Is that what it is?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the official name of the game?
It's Nintendo Switch Sports.
Oh, good.
That's what it's called. Wow. Yeah. I thought you just played as Miis. And I was like, I don't know if that's supposed to be a human or not, or sort of just a representation of a human, but I guess you do play as a human from the footage here.
Yeah, you don't can make float anymore, Miyamoto. Right? You have feet now.
But they also made
the original Wii Sports didn't catch the internet, so I wasn't sure here.
Yeah, that's a good, I don't know actually either. There was the guy that made the Admiral Akbar Mii back in the Nintendo Wii days. Yeah.
Well, it definitely connects to the internet because they just added golf to it.
Ah, that's a good point, actually. Good point. Well, you guys are 2 for 2 so far.
System works.
You guys are good. You guys are good at video game 20 questions 2. Resetting the table. Round 3 comes from Brian in Austin-ish, Texas.
Oh boy, getting the brain scramblies now.
Here, I'm gonna
the brain scramblies.
Get the brain scramblies.
Okay, here we go. 15 questions up front.
Did this come out in the year 2000 or later?
Yes.
Did this game come out before 1990 or after 2010?
Yes.
Was it developed in Japan?
Yes.
Is it a console exclusive?
Yes.
Is this available on the Nintendo Switch?
No.
Is this part of a series?
Yes.
Is it based on a license?
No.
Did this publisher have an E3 press conference?
Yes.
Do you play as a human?
No.
Does it have multiplayer?
No.
Does it have 3D graphics?
Yes.
Is the developer still around?
Yes.
Does this game connect to the internet?
Yes.
Is this a shooter, platformer, or action game? Again, same as round one. Is this a puzzle, sports, or RPG? 1 foot in both of those questions.
I definitely have the brain scrambles because I immediately forgot almost all of that. After 2010.
What was the licensed one? Not licensed, right?
Not licensed.
Part of a series.
Console exclusive?
Yes, it is a console exclusive, but not on the Switch. The company did have an E3 press conference. And I'm going to assume it's a Sony exclusive, but we could burn one of our 5 questions to narrow that down. You don't play as a human.
Yeah, maybe like Ratchet and Clank or something.
That's all I can remember.
Yeah.
I mean, was this game exclusive to a Sony platform when it came out?
No.
That's interesting. But it was made in Japan. So it could be, I mean, it's only after 2010. So it could be a Wii or Wii U game. Or a rare example of a Japanese-made game that's not exclusive to a Nintendo or Sony platform.
Sorry, so it's just not on Switch, so it could have been on a 2010 onward Nintendo platform.
Correct. Could be a handheld game as well.
Was this on a Nintendo platform?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. So, yeah, I wish we knew if it was 3DS. Or even... DS. I mean, okay, we have to. Was this exclusive? Yeah, was it exclusive to a handheld?
Yes.
Okay. But we're out of questions almost.
You have one more question.
Oh, no. Okay, so this was a DS or 3DS exclusive made in Japan. What, do you play as a human? I already forgot.
Mm-mm. You don't.
Oh, no. It's part of a series.
Yeah, we won't be able to get this because it'll be too hard to narrow down.
Yeah, it is going to be too hard to narrow down.
And it's a hybrid.
It's a 3DS game. Yeah, and it's going to have elements of, it could be Star Fox with like all that hybrid stuff in it.
Yeah, for our last question, if we were to make a crazy guess, it might be good to know if it's another game that's published by Nintendo or if it's a.
What was the internet question?
It does connect to the internet.
Could be Animal Crossing. Although you play as a human in that, it's everyone around you that's not a human.
Mm-hmm.
I in terms of last questions, I think it would be good to know if it was Nintendo developed and published.
Yeah, it's fine. We either that or a Hail Mary to like just get it wrong.
Was this game published by Nintendo?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. Was there Donkey Kong March of the Minis?
I mean, Donkey
was that after? I guess you play as Mario in that. There was DK King of Swing, but that was a Game Boy Advance game,
right?
I don't think so. Maybe, I don't know. No.
There was Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze for 3DS. But that's retro.
We would have known that all those would have been ports, so we would have had a different series of questions for those.
I think we can get this. So it's either very late DS or more likely a 3DS game published by Nintendo. You don't play as a human. Yes, it's part of a series. You know, Link is not a human. Yeah. He's an elf.
And then the Pikmin characters aren't either.
Yeah, I don't know what Olimar is, though.
Let's just settle it and maybe go with the there's probably online. Zelda. There's online
though. Yeah. Oh. Did Link Between Worlds have online anything online?
Triforce Heroes.
Only Triforce Heroes.
That's a great guess. If it's a Hail Mary guess, I think that's a great guess. Yeah.
Go for it.
Go for it, Nick.
Is it Triforce Heroes?
Oh, no. No, no, no. Sorry. You guys got so close. It is A Link Between Worlds.
Oh, I was going to go with that. That's true.
That game had internet in it?
What internet?
There's some just sort of like Street Pass or whatever.
Got it.
Not a big feature, but it can connect to the internet.
That's what threw me off, yeah.
You're so close.
I led you guys astray. I'm so sorry.
Worlds. 3DS 2013.
Underrated Zelda game. Really close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great game.
Terrific Zelda game.
Yeah. Except it had that weird item shop in it with that rabbit man.
Yeah. Didn't items. That was a little.
I didn't care for that, but the rest of it I loved.
Okay, resetting the table. Round four. This one suggestion comes from Tyler Cure in Grand Rapids, Michigan, who says, "I would like to submit one of my favorite games, Redacted."
Favorite games to hate.
I'll not answer the 15 questions. I didn't like. Oh yeah, okay. Did this come out 2000 or later? No. Did this come out before 1990 or after 2010? No. Was it developed in Japan? Yes. Is it a console exclusive? Game. Yes. Is this available on the Nintendo Switch? No. Is this part of a series? Yes. Is it based on a license? No. Did this publisher have an E3 press conference? Yes. Do you play as a human? I guess so. Does it have multiplayer? Yes. Does it have 3D graphics? Yes. Is the developer still around?
3D graphics.
I require a quick little...
Sounds like the developer isn't Nintendo.
Is the developer still around? No.
Oh.
Where are we here? Does this game connect to the internet? No. Is this a shooter, platformer, or action game? Yes. Is this a puzzle, sports, or RPG? Say no. Although, it's another one that kind of has, but it's more of a 14 question than a 15 question.
This gets harder as we go, because that was all in one ear and out the other.
Sorry, is this one a console exclusive?
Yeah, yes. It's a console exclusive from the 90s that had 3D graphics. So it's probably a PS1 game, but that tripped me up too, or N64. It was made in Japan, right?
Yes.
The company, here's something interesting. The company did have E3 press conferences, and Damon's like, yep, but he wasn't sure about the developer. Mm-hmm. I had to look up the developer, so... Yeah.
The press conference question is, did this publisher...
Yeah, understood. And then, do you play as a human? And then Damon was like, I guess so.
Yeah.
You don't know who's racing those cars in Gran Turismo? Maybe they're all animals in there. Getting your animal B license.
Sony published this game?
No.
Yikes. So it's a Nintendo game again?
Well, unless it was a different different PS1 game. Yeah, it could be. Well, it couldn't be Tomb Raider, but I don't know. PS1, there's a million PS1 games.
I don't know.
What was the genres? It was yes to
shooter, platformer, or action game.
Shooter, platformer, or action. Oh my God. I mean, I don't know.
Dreamcast or.
Dreamcast launch game. Could be Shenmue. Yes, it could be.
We just got to get the console. I know the readers don't or the listeners don't like that, but like I can't figure out what a game is without the console.
They can make their own 20 questions too. I think it's fine. I mean, okay. Do you want to just ask consoles, or do we want to try to like ask if it was a disc-based console? Should we just take a shot at the console? It's probably a PS1 game. Is this a PlayStation 1 game?
No.
I mean, we can do same question Dreamcast.
And then we're almost out, right?
Yeah, but then that would mean it was probably an N64 game for sure, unless it was like, you know, one of the very rare 3D games. It was this a Dreamcast game?
No.
Okay, so it's probably N64. Is there some reason we know it's not Nintendo, or could it just be Nintendo again?
It just seems weird.
Well,
I definitely have the brain scramblies.
What was the question that he had to look up if the developers?
The developer. Around?
So it's not a Nintendo.
And the answer was game. Yep.
The answer was no. The developer is not around, but the publisher is definitely around.
Mm-hmm.
And the publisher is well known enough.
Body Harvest or something.
How would we have one question and a guess?
Seems like it.
Yes, yes, yes. One question and a guess.
That didn't count as the as one of the questions.
I know.
it's not rare because they're around. It's not one of those, but it's in that first genre. It's in that 14 question. So action platformer. What's the other one in that one?
Shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Body Harvest is not a bad guess.
Who developed that one?
Somebody I don't that even... became Rockstar or something.
Yeah, DMA Designs, right? The precursor to Rockstar North, I think.
It could be so many different games. Like this is really difficult to narrow. We can ask if it was developed in Europe or something like that, and then just go for it.
Do we know what was the answer to the
developed in Japan?
I forgot about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, that eliminates Body Harvest. I mean, heck. I mean, there's not. We don't know that it's N64. I'm assuming it's N64. There's not that many N64.
No.
Exclusives that were not made by.
Is it part of a series? What was the answer to that one?
Yes.
I mean,
it could be a Saturn game.
It could be a Sega Saturn game. That's true. That's actually a good point. It's like, I'm thinking about those Nintendo games, like, you know, I don't know, like Mario Tennis, Mario Golf, Smash. Like, who made all those games? Nintendo didn't make those games. Camelot? Were they making them back then?
Yeah.
Are they still around?
Yeah,
would Damon know for sure that they were around without looking them up?
I mean, they made Mario Tennis recently.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like I would want to do a safety check on, like, is Camelot the developer still
in? We asked that for the second question.
That's true. You're right, it could be a Saturn game. I don't know what that would leave us with.
Just do a, did Nintendo publish this and make a random guess?
Yeah. Did Nintendo publish this?
I don't know what else we got.
Yes. Nintendo published this game.
Did you play as a human? Oh yeah, Damon said, I guess you do. Oh man, so they published it, but they didn't develop it, and the developer is not in business. The developer is not in business. N64 game. Well, or is it one of those really rare? I don't know, like, could it be Star Fox? Did Argonaut make Star Fox? But you play as Star Fox. Trying to think about weird 3D stuff. Like Trixie is James tricking us.
What about like
playing as a human is pretty weird for all these games. I mean, I'm thinking it's Mario something, right? Like, could it be Mario Kart?
Nintendo made Mario Kart on the N64. They did not make Mario Tennis or Mario Golf.
They didn't make Mario Tennis, yeah.
We know it's not a sports game. Well, he said there's an element maybe in that second category.
But he says more definitively an action like shooter, and you said, is that platformer too?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Be like, yeah, it's not like Quest 64 or something.
It's gonna drive me crazy. I know for a fact. I know what game this is, and it's just we're not gonna get there.
What if it's like Dr. Mario 64?
Yeah,
that's my best guess. Does it have multiplayer?
What was the multiplayer? It does have multiplayer. Yeah. Was it 3D? Oh yeah, it did have 3D. Yep, that was the whole thing.
It could be. Oh, it is 3D. Okay.
Pokemon Stadium, and you play as the Pokemon trainer.
Tetrasphere.
That's Game Freak, though, right?
We should have said all these games and then asked if we said the game name.
Oh, shit. It's too late. Here's what: if we do this rogue, if we do this roguelike question before, game question 15 is going to be us listing off 40 game franchises, and then it's going to be: is it one of these 40 franchises? I don't hate Pokemon Stadium.
I know. Yeah, that one makes
sense. I think it probably was Game Freak, but it might not have been. It might have been some weird other developer.
They're still around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have anything better than that. It's probably not.
What about Pokemon Snap? Who made that?
That's a good one. I'm sure it's just Game Freak, though. That's more likely to be internal.
Isn't it?
But Hal's not around anymore. Are they?
That's true.
No, it was Hudson that went out of business.
Hal's not around.
Oh, wait, no, they are. They are.
I don't think that's right. I think that's as good a guess as any.
Okay, let's do it.
Is it Pokemon Snap?
No, it is not. However, this game was developed by Hudson Soft.
Nice.
Bomberman.
Mario Party?
97 for Bomberman 64.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn.
The moment you said Hudson
Soft. I
guess
he is a Bomberman.
He's a Bomberman. That was why I was like, sure.
Remember that gritty reboot of Bomberman where he was like a badass man?
That was
Bomberman Zero?
Yeah, on the 360. Yeah. His original right. Xbox, I remember.
This is our chance to get more than fewer correct.
Yes, you still have one more round, one more chance here. And round five comes from Adam. His name is Adam.
But from an undisclosed location.
What was that other person's favorite thing? Or like, this is a game that
one of my favorite games I played as a kid.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, round five, final round. Did this game come out 2000 or later? No. Did this game come out before 1990 or after 2010? No. Was it developed in Japan? No. Is it a console exclusive? Yes. Is this available on the Nintendo Switch? No. Is this part of a series? Yes. Is it based on a license? No. Did this publisher have an E3 press conference? Yes, in a roundabout way, yes. Do you play as a human? Yes. Does it have multiplayer? No. Does it have 3D graphics? Yes. Is the developer still around? Yes. Does this game connect to the internet? No. Is this a shooter, platformer, or action game? Yes. Is this a puzzle, sports, or RPG? No.
That's too fast. Oh my God.
I can read any of them.
Okay. 90s game, not made in Japan, 3D graphics, mm-hmm. part of a series. What else was relevant in there? That was around the time I tuned out.
90s, yeah. Not a console exclusive? No, it is a console exclusive.
It is a console exclusive.
Console exclusive.
Made outside of Japan.
Mm-hmm. Could be Tomb Raider. Do you play as a human?
Yes.
Did the game have multiplayer?
No.
No. Single player game.
You have that one.
So like something like Tomb Raider was made by like... You know, I don't know, Core Designs back then, but then obviously it's rolled up into Square Enix now.
Mm-hmm. Half-Life.
Yeah, has Valve ever had a... What was the genre?
Single
shooter, platformer, or action game.
That was... Yes?
Yes, it was one of those.
Was this a PS... Was it a console exclusive? That's a question we already asked. Was this a PlayStation 1 console exclusive?
Yes.
Yeah, could totally be Tomb Raider. I don't know how to like narrow it.
Game, the vampire stuff.
Legacy of Kain?
Legacy of Kain.
Right.
But this game you play as a human.
I don't know PlayStation at all.
I'm just trying to... I think it stands a good chance of being Tomb Raider, but I'm trying to narrow it down in like a not stupid way. Was this game... Those games were made in Europe, right? That's where the studio was? Was this game developed in Europe?
No.
Rip. Wow.
An American developed PS console exclusive that's a shooter, action game, or a platformer is pretty interesting. So it's with 3D.
Yeah. I mean, there's a million of those too.
What was the license question?
It's not.
But it was part of a series. So I don't know. I don't even know where any of those. Like, I don't know, it could be, like, but you play as a human, so it can't be, like, Crash Bandicoot. Can't be Croc or Spyro. So I'm not gonna say it's probably unlikely to be a platformer because I think most of the PS1 platformers are weird animals. Shooters? You were a gecko. I mean that's what I'm trying to think about next. I mean, yeah, like kind of, like not really.
What about if we ask if this was in the PlayStation Mini?
I don't know what was in there. Nobody bought one.
There is a Medal of Honor on the PS1.
That's where the franchise started, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it could be like EA or Activision. There's no Call of Duty yet.
Play as a human. Do we want to narrow it down like military or?
Sure, that's fine with me.
Wait, did this game have multiplayer? It had no multiplayer.
No.
Did the original?
I don't know. Probably.
No idea.
Maybe not.
Great. This is crazy. I don't even know where to go with this, so I don't think we're going to get this one.
Oh boy. And the company, in a roundabout way, had E3 press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
It's American made, or at least North America.
What if it's like because Rockstar's Grand Theft Autos were like, they're on PC also, right?
Like with the old ones, the top down ones.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. Oh boy. I mean, this is one I should get.
Have we named the series yet?
No.
Yeah.
We did a good job naming series there for a long time, so.
Yeah.
One question, one guess.
One question.
All right, Nick, mm-hmm. Justin, you guys got to take this one. I got Willow.
I mean, what about like, I don't know, like, well, wait, okay, never mind. For a second, I thought it was probably like Metal Gear, but that was made in Japan.
Yeah, is Siphon Filter Japan also?
No, actually, I think that
is.
I think that is an American-made one.
Yes, that is an American-made one. Splinter Cell. Well, those are next generation.
That's not on PS1, though. Yeah.
Right. And so you're right. Medal of Honor started on PS1, and Siphon Filter is on PS1. One was EA, one was Sony. Like, was this game developed or published by Sony? A Sony studio?
Yes.
I think it might be Siphon Filter.
I could see Siphon Filter.
Go for it.
Is this Siphon Filter?
It sure is.
Yeah!
Siphon Filter, developed by Eidetic, which is now Sony Bend. Published by 989 Studios, which was a division of Sony, and it just got swallowed up at some point.
Yeah. I don't even know what that game is. I just said the two words.
It was like a kind of another Metal Gear Solid. It was a third-person shooter with a heavy emphasis on stealth.
You could tase people for so long that they would catch on fire. It's great.
Yeah, that was the best feature. Yeah. So, nicely job. You got 3 out of 5. You got Willow and Nintendo Switch Sports and Siphon Filter. Didn't quite get to Bomberman 64 or Zelda A Link Between Worlds.
But I would call Bomberman. Bomberman was the only, like, hard miss. Like, we were right there on really Zelda. Fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you'd had one more question, I could have gotten
Zelda. Yeah, interesting.
What do you think of Video Game 20 Questions 2 as imagined by Zero X in Dangerfield, Texas?
I loved it. And I want people to pitch us more games because that was just like a fun thought experiment. Although I used all of my thought and now I have to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm done with work for the day.
It's like Monday afternoon and I'm like, my brain is completely fried.
Yeah, I give it a 7 out of 10.
It needs more roguelike elements incorporated. I think you need to gain something or lose something from round to round, depending
on what randomization. There needs to be randomization in each run.
Yeah, there needs to be some sort of a boon. Especially when you get one right, you need to carry something, have an advantage going into your next round.
For sure. Or, dude, if we wanted to do this actual roguelike style, we should submit like 100 questions and then the system just picks 20 of them. Like, we're going to give you 20 facts about this game.
Yeah. That's really good. You can try that.
I love that.
At some point in the future.
Video game 20 facts.
Okay, that's all the scoops we have for you this week. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Justin. Thank you to Red, working behind the scenes to make this episode possible. I hope everyone out there, all of our viewers and listeners, have a very safe and happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. We're going to be taking next week off for our own holiday celebrations, but then we'll be back in the new year as strong as ever as GameScoop roars on into its 17th year of existence somehow. Everybody, happy holidays. My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop, and we're out.
Happy New Year, everybody.
GameScoop will return.
Yep.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.